Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
And looks like we're
hello. My goodness.
Hello.
Wow.
Hey,
Kat.
Welcome
back
to Blog Talk Radio, freedomizerradio.com, barefootislegal.org. We are Barefoot is Legal Show. And heck of a thing and technical difficulties. But we're back. We're good to go.
Yes, we are. So do we have our Miss Trish King?
We have Trisha King on the line, and we'd like to welcome her to Barefoot is Legal Radio. So click her in.
Oh, you unmuted me. I'm so grateful.
Hey, Ms. Trisha.
Hello.
This is Patty Pinchfield. How are you doing?
I'm live and breathing, and what could be better? And annoying people. So, hi. That's what I do.
Hey, that's what I do to you, sister. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited to have you on our show today. I really appreciate you taking the busy time out of your schedule to come on.
It's my pleasure.
Welcome.
How can I – thank you. How can I be of service or talk or whatever? How can I help?
Well, my question – I mean, I'm just amazed by you. You are just absolutely amazing. And one of my questions for you is, like, when did you – what made you decide to go barefoot?
I will share my stories. I think I did on another – similar venue is back in 2010, I started practicing yoga. And every time I would come out of class, I would put on my foot coffins, or what you call shoes, or whatever those things are. And I noted that whenever I would run or just live, they felt very heavy. It didn't feel right. The more I got grounded into the earth, the more I practiced yoga, and you know, fast forward to now, living like we are designed to be, which is unshod in 99% of cases, I didn't like it. And I had a friend at the time that I ran with on Saturdays who ran and raced barefoot, and I thought, how interesting. So I started picking his brain and just started doing my own experimenting. Now, first, it took me about 3 or 4 months to put everything together. I didn't have any, you know, issues per se. I mean, I'd have a piriformis that would act up when I ran. But that didn't occur to me. It just felt weird after I would take yoga and put these things on my feet. It didn't feel right. So fast forward about, I'm starting my sixth year living like a human. Back in mid of 2011, I started talking with my friend, and he started encouraging me to go this route and to race this way. And little by little, I started ditching the coffins and going down to a minimalist type of thing. And then that started feeling uncomfortable. I didn't like that. So one day, I just, threw caution to the wind, took them off, and ran barefoot. And that was July 21st, 2011, and I haven't gone back since. And nothing.
Awesome.
That's through winter,
awesome.
Through ice, through everything. So that's my
God.
In a nutshell. In a nutshell.
Right. So how is it that you dealt your very first time being barefooted in the winter months? Because I live, and this is Patty Peaceful, I live up in the North Georgia Appalachian Mountains, and I decided about 6 months ago to go barefoot totally. And so I'm like going, okay, winter months are coming. So how did you deal with that?
Like everything else, you've got to make this transition from living a shod life to what I consider a normal life slowly. And as a sidebar, because I'm a competitive runner, when I started running, I realized I'm not going to be able to blast out 5 miles or even 3 miles. I'm going to have to take it slow, similar to transitioning to a colder temperature. You've got to do it slow. So I did it in baby steps. I'd go out and say, like, now, understand, I was in Ohio and I lived there for 30 years. So I was used to sub-zero weather. Okay.
Yes.
And I would go out, say, like, oh, I don't know, it was 20 degrees out. And I would go out, and I'm thinking, I'm going to give myself about 10 minutes and see how I do. And I noted my feet. I noted that they were still pink, and I made an observation of that. So I just experimented around. Then I would go out longer and colder, longer and colder, longer and colder. My record is 2 miles at -4 degrees with light snow. But, again, I did not do that at first. I worked up to it. It took me about 4 years to get there. So my point is, my experience, my metabolism, my old age, whatever, you have to take it whatever that is. You have to gradually go into it and condition the body, just like you would if you wore gloves all your life. What would that feel like to your hands? Yeah. It's the same analogy. So you can do it. It's just take it slow and observe. Whenever you see any yellow or white on your feet, I would find some shelter. Caveat, I don't go out trail running in a foot full of snow or foot deep snow for miles. That's stupid. I have what I call, little boundaries. If I'm going to go out trail running, I better make sure that I've got a way of escape. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am, it sure does. Because me as a new barefooter, I have people, if I, they'll go through old pictures and say, you have shoes. Well, I mean, like you said, there's going to be situations where we're going to have to.
And one of them is I'm a theatrical performer, and I'll wear them as a costume. That's it. That's basically it. Or if I'm stuck in, Canada in 5 feet of snow, I get that. I get that. But primarily for most of us, we don't need them. We really don't need them. And I get these questions, regularly about the glass and the dog fecal matter. I'm like, who cares? Grow up.
Yeah,
wash it off.
Yeah, because the world is made of broken glass and slathered in dog food. The whole world is like that. Yeah, right.
The
human foot, it doesn't take a viewing of a particular tribe on National Geographic to realize that human beings have been doing this since before recorded history. We're
correct.
Fine. The human foot is
correct.
Designed for this entire planet, the whole thing.
Correct.
It's not an impossible thing. Yeah.
It's a mindset, and it's the culture. It's many factors, and it takes a bit of believing in yourself that you don't adhere to other people's opinions, and that's an inside job. So it's part and parcel of that as well. That's not my journey. That's your journey and anybody else's journey. Basically my experiences so far living like this. Like I said, if I was in the, way up in Canada, but who wants to live there anyway? With all due respect,
Right.
I just, kind of scratched my head thinking, well, maybe our Creator did not mean for us to live there. And, there's whole different ways you can unpack that, too. But it just, if we're meant to be unshod, why would we live there? But, again, I'm not going to go there. There's, a lot of different ways you can unpack that.
But that's just the thing. There are people like, up in the mountains of Tibet, it's not just the monks that have their particular diet, a particular exercise regimen that can stand under an icy waterfall up in the mountain in the snow in the winter wearing nothing but their skivvies, and they climb just fine with no shoes. Or all our cousins over in the middle of Africa have been over in the desert. Not all of them have shoes on. They're doing fine. So are people down in Australia and down in the Amazon. I mean, these are extreme environments. They're not going to walk through flowing molten lava, okay?
Right.
But then again, you have to consider your body. Pick up a book on anatomy. You'll see all the moving parts that the human foot has, almost 200 of them, active joints, by the way. And what the human skin does, especially, you consider your hands. Well, I'm a mechanic. I have rough hands. Pretty awesome. Now, if not, consider your feet as well. Barefoot running, it's not a fad. It's just people going back to their humanity.
I hear you. Yeah, you're preaching to the choir here. And again, at the same token, I am not going to shove this down people's throat. I mean, I get asked questions. I share my story, and you can take it or leave it. Same as, like, you've been so gracious to invite me on your show, and I'm just telling you, this is how it is for me. This is what I found to be true with my own experiments. But, heck, I'm not going to pound you over the head with it. You know, you don't have to. I'm not forcing you, you know, to live, you know, by my, you know, rules or whatever. I'm just saying, if you look at how we're made, I'm thinking this to put things on your feet doesn't make sense unless you're in real, you know, extreme situations, which is how often does that happen? Not that often. So
right.
No, not that often. You know, not that often. You have to have a quite an extreme environment in the first place. Or you have a particular type of health issue that might require that. And the key word there is might require that. Because if this is just, you know, unscientific statistics over here, but just going along with the stories posted on barefootedeagle.org and on any of the Facebook groups, just seriously, pick one.
I know.
You will hear people who have different types of health issues.
I know.
And they have improved simply by walking around with no shoes on. It's a very, very simple thing that has an incredible natural effect on the human body. For me, and for myself in particular, it's more like a mental health break to have the shoes off.
Great.
On my break, I go down down around from where I work, and let me just do this here. And I take my shoes off and I walk inside this wooded area between these office buildings, and it's the awesomest 15 minutes.
Wow, that's all it takes.
It's the body. It doesn't take a lot of science to do this, but how do I describe this? Walking barefoot is like being radiated with the heartbeat of the ground with each step you take.
Mm-hmm. Very well put. Absolutely, and I agree
you
with
have
you.
To try
unless
that yourself.
You're in. I hear you on that. I get more of a connection when I'm out on the trails and out in the woods. In general, the cement and concrete, it is a little bit harder, but I've gotten to the point now to where my body has adapted, my hips, my knees, my whatever, up the kinetic chain, that I could do most any surfaces. Running downhill on man-made gravel it still kills me. I mean, I have to really slow it down and be really mindful of how I'm putting, but that just shows me that, again, man-made, that wasn't supposed to be on our ground. It's not supposed to be there. For our feet, in my opinion. You know, you can do with that as you wish. But that's the one little stickler that my feet are just rebelling. But you put me out on a trail like you, and it's just like it's a spiritual experience that, in my opinion, it's very, very spiritual.
It sure is. It sure is. I don't have it with me here. I know at least for those of us who are spiritual or religious, you know this to be true. It might be in your sacred scriptures. It might be something that you've experienced yourself. For me, that's what it was the first time I did it, and I went hot hunting. I just got the urge to, you know, when I was in this particular backyard, I got the urge to take my sandals off. I kept them on because I walked on that yard, and I got this high. I really got a high, just shot up through me, and I felt it. And ever since then, I was just like, no
energy.
It's energy. It's there. It's healing, like eating grapefruit. At least it is for me.
Hey, Kat, and I can just briefly. I'm sorry, Katmir. Please check your messages right quick. And
you want me
ahead.
To check my messages?
Oh, I was needing Katmir to check his messages right quick. He's gonna need to say something, but Go ahead, Trissa.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you wanted me to check my messages. I can't do that because I'm on the phone. I guess you're talking to him. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. No, it's okay. I want to know, and this is Kaliki, I want to know how you climb trees like that. It's so awesome.
I've been a gym rat for a long time. I do a lot of body lifting, body weight training, and just because it's fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And because I can, so why not? I got into the tree thing because I have a lot of them around me. I like how it feels on my feet, and I like how it changes up my athleticism when I'm going from branch to branch, and, you know, it changes up the fibers. You're pulling in different fibers to work a different way, and I'm always trying to, you know, be a better athlete, better person, whatever.
Right.
And that's why I'm having fun. It's not amazing. I'm just playing, truly.
Right on.
But
and
I
it looks
thank you
like
for
it. You look so happy and, you know, just almost like a big kid at a playground. It's amazing to see your photos. I'm just amazed.
Well, you're very kind. I thank you. I enjoy it. I'll go out there and just pick a tree that looks doable, but the bark, holy cow, that bark can challenge you because I see the bears just scamper up, and I'm going, oh, I can do that. Wrong. The bark that is really kind of gnarly, I haven't mastered that yet. If it's smooth, then I can get a better grip on it. And,
right.
You know, but there's so many variety of trees around here in North Carolina, Western North Carolina, that it's challenging. But, you know, I mean, I get bored unless I'm challenged. You know, why bother unless it's going to be hard? That's how I roll.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Man, that's really neat. I've always been a tomboy, so I used to climb trees and all that. Anyway, but to see you look like a spider monkey.
Oh, well, you're very kind. I feel
no, I don't mean that in a bad way either.
No, I know. It's okay. All good. I feel like we're meant to move. We're meant to use all our muscles in a myriad of ways. The joints and tendons are meant to be pliable and usable all your life. I don't care if you're 10 or 80. It's irrelevant. That's why I just ignore these years on earth thing. I'm thinking, well, so what?
Right.
What's the rule?
And that's for you are a true inspiration. And this is Patty Peaceful. And, you know, I see you on your Facebook and your daily thoughts and stuff. It's so amazing. All these thinking the same thing, and it's like we're in tune. And it's
well, thank you.
Yeah, and how do you do all those running on the trails, videoing yourself, and not fall? Because I'm like Clutzilla all the way.
I was. No, you know, I was there too. I've had to practice with the video. I just now learned how to set it up to where I could videotape myself scampering up a tree. I mean, because it uses up all this, you know, data stuff. But I figured out how to, you know, I finally figured that out. I got a tutorial. Alert the media. And so now I'm learning how to get better videos. But I've had things on there too with me running on, you know, gravel and roots and rocks. And you just, over time, your body adapts, and I run like a Cherokee. I run like a ninja. It's very, very freeing. Very, you know, that's how I think when I'm out on the trail.
Right.
Cherokee are talking to me.
I'm Cherokee Indian myself. I'm a 16th.
Are you really?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, gosh, I honor you. I am so, oh, wow. I can hear them talking to me out there. I kid you not. I can. They'll tell me when the bears are coming. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. It's very surreal. It is very surreal. They protect me. They protect me.
What is so awesome and amazing for myself is, you know, living up here in the North Georgia Appalachian Mountains, I actually get, my goodness, I have goosebumps. I get to walk on the Trail of Tears where my great-grandmother had actually walked. I get to walk on that. I live at the foot of the trail. So
I feel the same way. I'm thinking, while I'm walking on these trails, who was here? What were they hunting? Think of all the animals and deer and probably mountain lions, I would think, to some degree, and bears that were here. And I can hardly find any when I'm out now. They're all gone, which is good and not so good. You know? Right. But I'm thinking that too. I'm thinking, well, what did the natives do here? How did they handle the situation? It's constantly, I'm constantly present when I'm out there. And
yes,
that's why
yes.
I can hear the bears before I see them. I hear them.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, if you're just, you're just more aware of your environment in general.
Yeah, I am. I don't check out when I'm out there. I'm not that stupid. I'm aware of what's around me, who's coming, who's behind me. And when I'm running up in front behind of a shod person, they don't hear me. They don't hear me because you don't hear me on the trails. I'm light. You don't hear me thumping on the ground.
Yeah. Right. There's also something else about, you can speak on this, of course, concerning the human gait when you're on shod. Okay, it's different. It's like for me, I think of deer, how they step in. And those deer have typically like one toe, but when you're stepping correctly, you're not doing a heel strike. There's no way you can do that if you're unshod.
I know. You can't, you'll have severe physical problems too. I mean, your body will tell you, I don't like it. It'll be a lot of pain eventually, especially, you know, if you're on concrete. But even on the dirt, it teaches you, your body teaches you how to run and walk. I think we overanalyze it. We make it too big of a deal. Just get out there and do it.
True.
You know?
Absolutely.
My goodness.
Yeah.
But,
it shouldn't take a radio show on every week and it's reminding you, or, you know, barefoot runners being like this weird, interesting fad. No, just get in your natural state and do it.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I think we're breaking up. Didn't hear your last comment there. Sorry.
Maybe it's my
connection. Maybe I'll go over here in a different area. Okay. Is that better?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better. It's just there are a lot of crackling noises in the background, and I wasn't quite hearing you. Sorry about that. Sorry. No. They don't want to interview your acting. They could give a rat's rear end. They don't care about that. Just talk barefoot. Okay, I can do that. I'll do that. Never mind. We don't want to know.
For myself, you know, a lot.
You also get an audio break if you have your computer's speakers on and you're talking near them. There'll be like it'll cause that choppy audio as well.
No, I'm not near my computer. I'm outside, in fact. I'm not anywhere near my laptop.
Oh, no.
So that's what's
the... No, I'm speaking to my...
Yeah, you're...
I'm speaking
you're
to
good,
one of my co-hosts. Someone out there.
Anybody that's on their phone has to... If you're not talking, you should be muted. You should mute yourself on your own phone.
I can hear you clearly now. Okay.
Yeah.
So what other points do you want to discuss, my friends? What can we discuss and tear apart now?
Well,
we have brief time on the air.
Actually, we have we're having technical difficulties today for some reason. I set up the show, made it for 90 minutes, but it cut out earlier. It's about to cut out in about 50 seconds.
Okay. I probably caused it. I'm sure I did. Blame me.
I don't know what happened, but we've got about 40 seconds left, and all we got to do is call back, and it'll reconnect. Okay. So.
Okay. You're gonna call me back, or you want me to call back?
Just call back everybody that's listening. It's gonna drop you. So just don't worry, we'll be back. And callers, please do call back, because I know that we were supposed to talk to Dean next. So thank you so much, Trissa. And
you're welcome.
I hope
my pleasure.
Join us for the rest of the show.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I will try.
We really appreciate your insight. We really appreciate your insight,
that's
Trissa.
It.
Well,
yeah, that's
you're
it,
so kind to invite
back.
Me. Okay. Thank you so
Thanks.
Much, you guys. Have a great day.
You
Bye.
Too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to Freedomizer.com.